So we are starting to approach the midway point of the Swords. Now, the Swords deal with conflict, and when Swords cards come up, we really don't like to see them a lot, but it's good. It's good to cut dead weight. It's good to cut things away. We don't always make the best decisions when it comes to getting rid of a situation. Sometimes situations are rectified for us begrudgingly, usually with a lot more pain than if we just did it ourselves. But that's the point of the sword sometimes. It's like that whole snap out of it type of thing. Now, with the Six of Swords, as we start examining this, you know, it could be that you're leaving a relationship, a house, a job, but it's this mental shift while you're doing it. It's not so much the Tower where it all burns to the ground. That sadness is over, and you know at this point that what comes next will be much clearer, or you'll be clearer thinking about it. You know, it's called the Swords for a reason. You know, you have a chance to cut loose whatever is holding you back. Break the chains. You know that song by Dokken, Breaking the Chains? I think it was their biggest hit. If not, it was the Nightmare on Elm Street song. But there's a reason why this song was a big hit, because it resonated. You sit there thinking in your room. You feel the pressure. You're going crazy too. The walls around you closing in. You need a change. Claustrophobic, feeling scared. You need somebody, but no one seems to care. A one-way ticket, a change of pace. You had enough, can't take no more. Breaking the chains around you, nobody else can bind you. Take a good look around you, now you're breaking the chains. Besides the fact that rhyming is not Dokken's strong suit, the fact is this card definitely epitomizes the energy, or could epitomize the energy, of the Six of Swords. It's getting rid of what doesn't serve you anymore. You know, you might have some emotional baggage, and that's why, for one reason or another, you're afraid to move on, but it is time to carry on. And no one's saying that, hey, you could see that you need to move. Move. It's easy. Do it. It's not. You ever hear that Ringo Starr song, It Don't Come Easy? And it's hard to really grasp Ringo Starr, who is always the comedic relief of the Beatles, but a very talented and underrated drummer and excellent, excellent showman. So for a guy like Ringo to sing these lines, it makes you think. We all go through this. There's no shame in getting caught up in a tough situation, but when the Six of Swords shows itself, it is time to cut that baggage loose. So he says, you got to pay your dues if you want to sing the blues, and you know it don't come easy. You don't have to shout or leap about. You can even play them easy. Forget about the past and all of your sorrow. The future won't last. It will soon be your tomorrow. So there he is. He's like, listen, you know, there's things that are holding you down, but if you don't do something about it, you're going to be sitting here wallowing in it longer, because there's a future that's passing you by. The Six of Swords, really, snap out of it. It's telling you it's time to move on. There's a song by Bruce Springsteen that he used to close every single show of the 1999-2000 E-United tour with, almost every show. And it had been 12 years since he had gotten back together with the E Street Band. And during that time, Bruce had gone through a very interesting transition. His music was not as popular as it used to be. He did some things that weren't very well received, and getting back with the E Street Band and ending it with this also talks about what the Six of Swords can be. This one line where he says, yeah, leave behind your sorrows. Let this day be the last. Tomorrow there'll be sunshine and all this darkness past. Well, big wheels roll through fields where sunlight streams. Meet me in the land of hope and dreams. You know, when the Six of Swords comes up, it's no longer time to feel not just sorry for yourself, but ashamed. Again, and this will come up probably a few more times during the Suit of Swords. We all screw up. Don't dwell on that screw up, and don't dwell on what gets left behind either. You know, it there comes a point in life where you're just holding on to ghosts. You know, what you thought was a, let's just say like an ex, right? You want to get rid of an ex because it's not serving you anymore. Well, you might be thinking to yourself, I've been with this person so long, I don't know how I'm going to live my life without this person. But when the Six of Swords comes up, it's reminding you that it's not the person you fell in love with. Years have passed. Things have changed. It's no longer serving you, and to the point where it's detrimental. And that's really the Six of Swords. The Six of Swords is when it's pushing you away from what's holding you back, because what's holding you back is almost like a myth. It's not there anymore. A lot of times it's in your head. Like, the best way to grow is to move forward. And that's the Six of Swords. Now, I hope you enjoyed this rock and roll tarot lesson. I hope you subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. I hope you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot. And, you know, we're going to start doing this whole production is me. But that's actually not true, because you listening is why I do this. You know, I'm a radio DJ. I embraced tarot very late in life, begrudgingly, after a whole inner conflict, which is between my therapist and I. But I enjoy talking to you about this, and I'm going to start doing some readings. If you want to reach out and talk to me about that, Orlando0616 on Instagram. And, you know, I've still got some things to figure out, but I do enjoy talking music with you and talking tarot and combining the two worlds. So I hope to see you soon. And until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.